last couple segments by an amazing individual. Her determination to go and live for months on end out of the scrub brush next door to Lord Bush's compound, his fake cowboy set, really became a focal point of a woman they couldn't attack. She lost her son, bravely fought in Iraq, and she's Cindy Sheehan. She has been a great leader to all of us, a great example. She's also become a 9/11 Truth leader in the last year. And I know myself, Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, others I've talked to behind the scenes about her, just admire her and think of her every day. And we just appreciate her running against that monster, Nancy Pelosi, that deceiver who said that, you know, they would bring justice in the war, impeach Bush, and all they've done is protect him. All they've done is fawn after him, and it's just unbelievably evil. Hundreds of thousands have died in Iraq since they got in almost 2 years ago. And if we were to listen to Cindy Sheehan and the other mothers and fathers of these dead troops, close to a million people wouldn't be dead right now. Cindy Sheehan, thanks for coming on with us, and I'm so glad you're running for the House seat of Nancy Pelosi.
Hi, Alex. It's great to be on your show again.
It's great to have you there. Well, I mean, tell us why you're running, how we can support you, and then let's break down what's happening in the current world and your take on it.
Well, I'm running, and I've been on your show, of course, a couple times, I think, since I announced, but I'm running because, just what you said, Nancy Pelosi has failed to hold the criminals, the war criminals, the criminals against our own Constitution responsible, the Bush regime, and she has failed to use her power to bring the troops home from Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, as a matter of fact, she has appropriated a bill with $163 billion that would fund the occupation through next June. So I think that the Democrats and the Republicans are co-equally responsible for what's happening in the world today, from the degradation of the environment to the collapse of our economy to the astronomical energy prices to the destruction of our Constitution. And we have to realize that we have to break away from just blind party loyalty to, if we're ever going to solve these deep, deep, horrible problems that are plaguing our nation and our world right now.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the last time I had you on was probably 6-7 months ago when you were considering if she didn't move to end the war or impeachment to run. But now you're officially in the heat of
this battle.
Actually,
that was a year ago. That was a year ago, Alex.
Okay, well,
I announced July 23rd of last year that I was going to run against her. And, yeah, we are definitely in the right. And we've been in San Francisco now for over a year. We've been consolidating our support. We just went through an enormous task to collect 10,198 signatures to get me on the ballot. And now we're ready to rock and roll in this campaign and just be very aggressive.
Well, I'll tell you this, if there's not election, if there's not election fraud, you should win. What are the polls trending? What are they showing?
Well, we haven't had any polls done yet. We haven't been able to afford to do any polls, but we're looking into that now because fortunately with, the Nancy's performance or non-performance, our donations have gone up. So we're going to check in the polls and I already know what's important to the people of San Francisco and I'm fully 100% behind there. As to election fraud, that's always a major issue, but we're going to have hundreds of people out on election day sitting on polls, a team of lawyers, an election fraud hotline, and we're going to do everything that's possible to try and prevent that.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is really starting to run scared right now. Our guest is Cindy Sheehan, and she is running against the monster that is the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. We're going to talk more with her on the other side of this quick break.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense Tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get Hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's talk Turkey. Barack Obama is run by the same globalists, same neocons that control George Bush. He's going to continue all this. John McCain's going to continue it all. They're co-guilty, as Cindy Sheehan was just saying, and the Democrats in the House, they voted for the secret warrantless spying on American people. I got a Washington Post article admitting all the police state upgrades, the federalization. It's all being seamlessly transferred to whoever gets elected. The military-industrial complex, the bomb makers, want it that way. It's going to be that way. You have 80-plus percent of the American people in most polls. Some say 75, but that's still the majority, who don't want more wars, who don't want all this to happen. Now the U.S. through Georgia has attacked Russia. The public's so brainwashed that they're being told Russia started it. I mean, this is dangerous. And all these top generals and experts have said this could start World War III. They want to go into Iran. It's common sense. It's constitutional. It's the will of the people. We need to hold them accountable. And how do we do that? Electing, and that will be a major defeat. If we take out these evil Democrats and put real anti-war people like the great lady we're talking to, and I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat, get us out of the war, give us back our liberties and freedoms, you know, we're taking them back. Can you comment on that, Cindy Sheehan, and how important it is for everybody to give you support? This is one of the most key House races probably that I've ever heard of, ever thought of. I mean, you're going right for one of the twin heads that is allowing this mass murder to continue in Iraq.
That's absolutely right. Like we were saying before, there's very little difference between John McCain and Barack Obama on many key issues that are really important to this country, the world. Militarism, of course, Barack Obama wants to increase militarism. He wouldn't be where he was unless he has sold out to the military-industrial complex and AIPAC, which John McCain also has. And he wouldn't be where he is if he wasn't a puppet or a tool of the war machine. So it's so important to elect independent people like me to Congress to hold these people accountable and take it. You know, I could have walked into many districts in this country and won easily. I could have, you know, beaten a Republican or a blue dog Democrat in many, many districts, and it would have been an easy race. But this is hitting them where it fundamentally hurts. Nancy Pelosi, no matter what people say, how she's a right-wing liberal, a left-wing liberal or whatever, she's not. She's also part of the system that suppresses us, and keeps us in these wars. And attacking them right there is attacking them right in the gut, in the very, I think it is extremely, and it's an extremely important election. And if we take Nancy Pelosi out of her seat, that means that there's going to be 534 members of Congress that know that the American public means business and that we want a true change in direction, not just empty rhetoric, but a true change in course. And I think this will be very, very significant and a very historical moment for our country to really become the country that people say we are, and to create a new paradigm of peace, accountability, and economic equality.
Well, I'll say this, Cindy. I've come from, quote, the right, but I don't believe in the left-right paradigm anymore. But,
I don't either.
Exactly, but growing up, but I have to say, Democrats wouldn't wake up to some of Bill Clinton's corruption and attack on Serbia, but Republicans have really shown themselves to be slavish to George Bush and all of his evil that isn't even conservative in the classical sense, but just fascist. Now I have to say, I'm really glad to see a lot of people, quote, on the traditional left, really shattering their paradigm and really getting it and getting a lot of courage and understanding the anti-war movement's infiltrated, which has come out by military intelligence and others to neutralize it, and foundation money, who realize and are saying, yeah, a lot of terror is provocateur or government-sponsored. And I'm seeing a lot of real courage by what you'd call the traditional left right now. Can you speak to that?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about.
No, I understand some folks just got in your car, and what I'm saying is I'm seeing more resistance to this and it being nonpartisan from people I see on the left. The biggest awakening I'm seeing is on the left. They're not being taken for a ride by the Democratic Party for year after year being lied to. They're not as gullible to their own party as Republicans are.
I'm seeing a little shift in that. When I first announced last summer that I was leaving the Democratic Party, and then I announced I was running against Nancy Pelosi as an independent, there was, you know, I got so smeared and attacked so badly by the so-called left that I see that they feel the same sense of betrayal by this two-party system that many of us have been seeing for quite a long time. And it's just because of things like Nancy Pelosi giving immunity to telecoms and giving George Bush, you know, the power to spy on us without warrants. They see that Nancy Pelosi was briefed on torture in 2002 and she didn't do anything about it. And they see that the Democratic Congress has the lowest approval rating of any Congress in history. It has passed the fewest amount of bills as any Congress in history. Its only job is to fund the federal government. It hasn't even, you know, done that. And it has used its power unwisely to fund these illegal and immoral occupations and to not hold George Bush and Dick Cheney accountable. So people are starting to wake up and see.
Well, that's what I was going to say. A year ago, when you said you were going to run or may run and then started running, I guess you've been talking about it for like a year and a half, but now we're here. You did get attacked up front, but then it kind of sunk in. Like Mark Twain said in the beginning, a man or woman, a patriot is a scarce thing, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when their cause succeeds or when the proof is in the pudding, the Tim would join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot like Cindy Sheehan. And now,
right.
Now we're a year plus into seeing everything you said being validated. You're just ahead of the curve. I'm ahead of the curve. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Cindy. I'm seeing liberals, I mean, even former Congressman Dan Berg come on here and say, you know, he believes in the Second Amendment now because he understands government's tyrannical. I'm just seeing the paradigm smash, particularly with the left, and really intellectually getting it, and really, I don't know, I'm just impressed with it. I mean, are there still throngs of Barack Obama zombies and Pelosi zombies? Sure. I'm just saying, right. I have to give credit where it's due, and I have to say that the left is really impressing me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think that I do see that, and I agree with you, and I don't feel as lonely as I did a year ago. But then again, when I first started speaking out that this war was a legal memorial and George Bush was a liar and George Bush was a murderer and George Bush was a terrorist, you know, I felt lonely then, but most of the country eventually caught up with me. So I think that, you know, it takes somebody like me who, I don't say I have courage, but I don't really have a whole lot left to lose. And I can go out front and I can take the smears, I can take the attacks because I've buried myself. And if they think that there's anything that the left or the right or the middle or anybody can do to me that's worse than that, that's not going to happen.
What did Janis Joplin say? Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose.
Nothing left to lose, absolutely. And I think with the attacks on our Constitution, with the attacks on our rule of law, with the attacks, like you said, it's becoming a fascist police state, and most people don't even realize how close we are to any second.
Yeah, it's time to get past the partisan. It's time to get. It's time to get past the partisan bull where you put a Republican hat on so you can't talk to anybody else outside that or ever think, or you put a Democrat hat on and then you can't talk to anybody or think. We've got to end that, you know, not talking, not debating, not being involved.
Well, and I think also you said that the left has started to awaken to that fact and believe that just because someone has a D after their name that they must be good, because we know that's not true. We know that Bill Clinton was responsible for killing right now maybe as many of Iraqis as George Bush has, that he and his policies were just continuing the fascist police state from, you know, the Reagan administration and the George Bush administration. So, you know, that it is nonpartisan. I mean, it's a nonpartisan fascist control of our government. So we have to join together in a nonpartisan way to challenge them. And it's also people on the right. And Ron Paul was able to energize a whole bit, an entire generation of young people who are willing now to stand up for our Constitution and stand up for the rule of law. And, you know, I don't agree with every policy of Ron Paul, but there's many places we interconnect, being anti-war, anti-imperialism, and anti-police state fascism.
Absolutely.
And we have to work together. We have to overlook our differences to confront this, because there's so few of them and there's so many of us.
Yes.
And we have to reclaim our power.
Yes. Cindy, we're going to come back in a final segment with you. Maybe it could be a little bit longer. I know you said we could have more time, but I know you're in your car and you get into a meeting. But before we go to break in 1 minute, fire out the website, the phone number, volunteers, money. People want to help you bring down Nancy Pelosi and hopefully bring this war to an end.
Well, CindyForCongress.org, CindyForCongress.org. All the contact information, our address, our phone number is on the website.
And people can give nationwide.
They can give nationwide. We've been able to raise almost $100,000 now, and it's come from donations from $5 all the way up to the maximum donation from just people. We won't take any money from AIPAC. We won't take any money from corporate lobbyists who earn their money from oppressing people and violence.
You know, Cindy, I don't want to waste any of my time with you. I'm going to skip this 4 minute break and then come back right up to the bottom of the hour at 30 after. So we've got exactly 10 minutes left with Cindy Sheehan. We're going to skip this break for all the InfoWars.com stream listeners, that exclusive stream. Got to go there. Not the GCN stream, but the InfoWars stream. And, of course, watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with the message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans, and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are streaming this live as television over the internet at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. And we just came back out of the break. We skipped that break. Some stations, though, carried that break. In the time we've got left, you said such incredibly eloquent things there, Cindy Sheehan, and people should support you right now. I'm going to support you. But before we run out of time here, is Nancy Pelosi starting to get scared? Is she concerned? Because we know that you're wildly popular, especially in that area of California.
Well, Nancy Pelosi, you know, she's on her book tour, in her very ironically titled book, Know Your Power, when she has abdicated her power, or like we said, used her power just to support the status quo, you know, the fascist police state. But at her book signing in San Francisco, I heard that people chanted Cindy, Cindy, Cindy for 5 minutes. And just the way they started to invalidate our signatures and starting to scrub the voter rolls in San Francisco from the people who support me, I think that they're very terrified. They're terrified, and all they care about is retaining their power. And all I care about is turning this country around. And that's what I have been doing since my son died. I've sacrificed everything to make this country the country that they say Casey died for my surviving children, for my new grandchild.
Wow.
But not just for them, but for the children and grandchildren of everybody all over the world. When America is healthy, then the rest of the planet will be healthy. And I think that with your support, with the support of your listeners and other people around America, that I can do it. And I don't feel like I'm there by myself. I don't call it my campaign. I call it our campaign.
Well, Cindy,
if there's ever been a campaign in American history that was the people's campaign, this is it.
Well, Cindy, I agree. And look at the cost. They're not going to stop. They're trying to start war with Russia. They're trying to reignite the Cold War. I mean, this craziness isn't going to end until we put our foot down. And I just appreciate you as a champion getting there and doing that. So people should support you financially and by getting the word out. And we'll get that side out in a moment before you leave us. But getting back into the fascist police state, PDD 51, all these police state measures, the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, camps for the American people, a secret prison in Denver, all of that's happening. Are you concerned about another false flag or another stage 9/11? As a pretext, or even with a new administration, so the military-industrial complex could continue to move forward?
Well, as you know, the Presidential Directive 51, it gives George Bush the right to declare martial law without congressional approval, but it doesn't have to be a nuclear, I mean, it doesn't have to be a terrorist attack. He could declare martial law
economic
or
social,
a natural disaster. So, you know, yes, that's very terrifying. And many people think that they're not going to even allow the elections to happen in November. So if there was ever a time that the people need to take back their power, it's today.
You're right. This is the time to be vigilant. This is the crossroads. This is when the global system is liquid. Things are changing fast for good or ill. We're going to be the difference we want to see in the world. Like Gandhi said, look in the mirror every day, and that's where you're going to find the solution with our Creator's help and with great champions out there like Cindy Sheehan. 9/11 investigation. Now all these Republican memos come out saying we need a new 9/11. 9/11 would be great. Cy Hirsch reports that Dick Cheney just proposed attacking our own ships with fake PT boats with Navy SEALs dressed up like Iranians. Would you like to see a bigger investigation of that?
Well, you know, I have always called for a valid investigation into 9/11 that has nothing to do with the government, but has experts and subpoena power, and that we, these people need to swear an oath. Like, that just cracks me up because they don't care about swearing oaths. You know, it means nothing to them. But yes, definitely. I have joined with the families of 9/11 to call for that. The 9/11 investigation that we had was a joke. And
what do you think of the courage of Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and the former Italian president and the best actress this year, winner, all coming out saying inside job? What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I think that takes a lot of courage. And as you know, Alex, I've never said inside job. I've never been convinced by anybody that it was an inside job.
You just say it needs to be investigated.
You know that I think that there's so many irregularities and so many questionable things that happen that I'm not ruling inside job out at all. But I haven't been convinced of that.
But you
yet.
Did. I mean, did you hear 2 weeks ago, even Keith Olbermann covered it, that Cheney wanted to attack our ships with fake Iranian boats?
I did. No, I heard that. I heard that. Yeah.
I mean, that's bombshell,
that's
isn't it?
That's what they wanted to do. That's what they wanted to do for Iraq. They wanted to change.
Tell you what, I'm going to skip this break, Cindy. Stay there for 3 more minutes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for detail.
You know, I'm going to play part of two songs. Let's play Top Ranking, because I've been skipping so many breaks. I need a break to go to the lavatory, the boys' room, as they say. And then, I know we played it once on air. I know you've got it in queue, that Janis Joplin, Freedom, or whatever the name of the song is. Freedom's just another word for nothing else to lose, and there's nothing if you ain't free, or whatever she says. Try to cue that up, but get me Top Ranking. I need to. Point is, I love this song so bad, I won't even have time to get out of here. I have to sit here and listen to it. This says it all. Again, I have always built people up, brought countless people on to raise money. You, the listeners, have given. We have come on here selflessly to build up other talk shows, other filmmakers, everybody. And we just all need to come together and fight the New World Order and stop killing each other. That's what they want. They want us fighting, fussing and fighting and killing each other. And I have so much brotherly love for people, but I do get just not even enraged. It's like disgusted with the fact that so many bad people know that there's power in the anti-New World Order movement and get into it, and we have to identify these wolves, and we have to rout them out. But then that itself becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy of just infighting. Let's just listen to the words of the Rasta man, Mr. Naughty Dread. Here it is.
They don't want to see us tonight.
No. I want to see us fussing and fighting.
All they want us to do is keep on fussing and fighting. They don't want to see us live together. All they want us to do is keep on fussing and fighting.
Did you mean what you said?
And boy, your lies blew up in your face, didn't they?
Stop ranking.
Stop ranking.
Oh, did you mean what you said?
Stinking, stinking.
The blood runs. And it runs through our line.
Through our line.
And the heart. Heart of heart of time. Yeah. And John saw them coming.
John saw them coming.
Oh, with the truth. From an ancient time.
The brotherly love.
The brotherly love.
Sisterly love.
I feel this morning.
I feel this morning.
I feel this morning. Brotherly love.
Never accuse me of what you are. You know, you don't really hate me. You hate yourselves, my enemies. I take no pleasure that you're in prison inside your own evil mind.
Nice.
All they want us to do is keep on fussing.
All they want us to do is
keep on.
Keep on fussing and fighting. They don't want to see us live together. All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. Stop ranking. Stop ranking. Did you mean what you said?
Laughing at me. No, I know I sound funny, but that's from my heart. I love everybody. Yeah, you're a bunch of skanks. Dirty, creepy little backbiting, backstabbing devil.
Skanking, skanking.
Yeah.
Stop ranking.
All right, did you find my Janis Joplin? You're still looking for my Janis Joplin. It's in that evil, confounded 12-year-old computer they have up there. They tortured John with the equipment up there. Oh, man, I am just exhausted. I got up at like 6 a.m. yesterday, then I was on Coast to Coast last night, and I got work to do just to the rafters, to the rafters. And but you know what? It is rewarding. I am so alive. But I also want to just somehow slow down. It's like I love working, but I can't even get off of the treadmill. I am just like continually focused on this. Well, there's a great story up on JonesReport.com. I talked about it back in the first hour. And when the show restarts on InfoWars.com on the exclusive streams there, the higher quality streams, more streams, better streams, there at the InfoWars.com streams when the show's over in about 21 minutes. It will restart. We will be right back. And I went over that because it's pointless for me to go over that now because I'm going to go over it again when we start that other hour. But I wanted to get into some of the other environmental news here. I want to hear Janis Joplin. My bones need to hear that song. That's Tommy McGee's the name of the song. Bobby McGee. There you go. It's downloading. Oh, we're having to grab it again. Chris Christopherson wrote that. That's interesting. That's right, because they were going out together. They just popped in here. I can't even get these names straight. The goodly tray. And I see the other goodly creatures out the window. You know what? Play, while you're downloading that, play Babylon. The Bob Marley about the vampires. The Babylon system is the vampire. Babylon system is the vampire. Always sucking your blood of the children. That's it. God, I hate vampires. Psychic vampires are just everywhere. Yeah, here it is. This is a song dedicated to all the psychic vampires out there, miserable creatures that will be defeated trying to suck the blood.
As we've been trying to on the widespread, much too long, Babylon system is
System is the vampire. All right, I'm going to play part of Bobby McGee, and here it is for you, ladies and gentlemen, on the one and only GCN Radio Network. I'm going to come back and hit some final news for the last 15 minutes in the zone here before retransmission launches. T-minus 16 minutes. Stay with us.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. When I was feeling near as faded as my jeans, Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers flapping time. Bobby's handyman. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy now when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shares the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything that we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the world. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy alone when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time for 4 hours, we're live. Back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated beginning of the week transmission. It's a free podcast at InfoWars.com. More than 60,000 people a day and growing are downloading the free podcast at InfoWars.com and PresentPlanet.com to their MP3 or iPod device. Listen how they want, when they want, where they want. Millions and millions every month tune in just over the internet. Listen to the radio show. Go read the Shoutcast stats. Click on stats at the top. Millions more listen on a growing list of fabulous AM and FM affiliates and good old WWCR, Worldwide Shortwave International Service, as well as satellite. We're thankful to all the listeners, the sponsors. We're thankful for everyone that has made this show possible and who have resonated with the message that we brought forward. And together, we have woken up tens of millions. We will wake up tens of millions more. And we're going to give this New World Order dehumanization system one hell of a fight. Thanks to all of you and the good Lord above. We've got some final news I want to hit in the 15 minutes that we have left here today. Of course, there's a key story up on PrisonPlanet.com that I covered in detail earlier in the show that we'll rebroadcast in a few minutes. But Russian general says Georgia may commit false flag terror attacks. The deputy head of the Russian military, number two, says that he's afraid U.S.-backed forces may pose as Russian military and stage false flag events. Now, the Russians are not angels. If you remember, they could do that as well. Just be aware of the false flag type operation. Also, speaking of Georgia, Joe Biden promises Georgia $1 billion. The Senate fixture from Delaware, this is by Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Joe Biden has promised to give your money to the horn dictator, Shakashvili, and Georgia. The United States will consider providing $1 billion in emergency aid to Georgia, a top U.S. lawmaker said today on his return from a visit to the conflict-torn nation, reports Dow Jones Newswire. When Congress reconvenes, I intend to work with the administration to seek congressional approval for $1 billion in emergency assistance from Georgia, said Biden. This money will help the people of Georgia recover from the damage that has been inflicted on our country, our economy, and send a clear message that the United States will not abandon this young democracy. Actually, Biden has promised to jack the debt up another billion or so. The U.S. debt is now over $100 trillion, so that a mere billion, the government says, is debt is only $10 trillion. But the Federal Reserve and the Federal Express says it's closer to $100 trillion, which means it is over that amount. At any rate, Biden is simply taking orders from the globalists. Biden is the head of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. It might well be called the Council on Foreign Relations Committee because that's where the marching orders come from. Russia punched some pretty big holes in the globalist plan for little Georgia, and the CIA created client state so the American people have to ante up. And it goes on a little bit more from there. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, credit crunch may take out large U.S. bank, warns former IMF chief. They told us 8 months ago that the bank foreclosures and the bank collapses were over and the housing foreclosures were over, and it just got worse 2 months later. And then they told us 6 months ago it was getting better, and then a couple months later it got worse, and got worse last month, and it's worse this month. The deepening toll from global financial crisis could trigger the failure of a large U.S. bank within months, a respected former chief economist of the International Monetary Fund claimed today, fueling another battering for banking shares. Professor Kenneth Rogoff, a leading academic economist, said that there was yet worse news to come from the worldwide credit crunch and financial turmoil, particularly in the United States, and that a high-profile casualty among American banks was highly likely. The U.S. is not out of the woods. What is it, Bank of America? Is it Citibank? Who's next? I think the financial crisis is at the halfway point, perhaps. I would even go further to say that the worst is yet to come, Professor Rogoff said at a conference in Singapore. In an ominous warning, he added, we're just not going to see mid-sized banks go under. We're not just going to see mid-sized banks go under the next few months. We're going to see a whopper. We're going to see a big one. One of the big investment banks, or the big banks, he said. Rising anxieties over worse to come in the credit crisis sent shares tumbling in Europe and Asia. And then it gets into all of that news and information for you. When we come back, I want to get into the latest global warming, which means global tax, global regulation, social workers managing every facet of your life, taxing and tracking everything you do. We'll come back and hit some news on that and wrap up this transmission. Stay the course. And as I said, I covered so much key information in the first hour on the whole esoteric agenda and this new connection to the first Matrix movie, 2-9-11. So that'll be covered during the rebroadcast. If you want to find out what happened there when the show is over in T-minus exactly 9 minutes and 1 second from there.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Private banking families that own and dominate our planet to a great extent created communism to con the serfs back into slavery. It's all declassified, all public. Put Mao in, Lenin, Stalin, all of it. Now they need a new way to con people into giving up control of their land, what they do. It's taxing the air we breathe. One of the 4 life-giving things that are needed on this planet. Water, sunlight, oxygen, and carbon dioxide. And they're going to put on the side of your car, on the sticker, in California, what its carbon footprint is. They're starting to put it on products, shaming you for your great crime you've committed. Meanwhile, thousands of true environmental things are going on that are horrible. Doesn't matter. Japan's doing it, AP reports. Japan, this is AFP, excuse me, Agency French Press. Japan to label goods, carbon footprint, officials say. Japan is planning to label consumer goods to show their carbon footprint in a bid to raise public awareness about global warming, an official said Tuesday. Under the plan, a select range of products from beverages to detergent will carry markings on the carbon footprint of how much gas responsible for global warming has emitted through production and delivery. And you got to label something before you start taxing it, and they're going to have your carbon credit card. This has all been announced globally through your nation that you will pay taxes on when you go over that carbon allotment. So just absolutely amazing there. Also, Arctic ice grows 30% in a year, another Paul Watson article. Predictions of ice-free summer for the first time in history completely debunked. Alarmist scientists who predicted that North America could be ice-free this summer as a result of global warming have been embarrassed after it was revealed that Arctic ice has actually grown by around 30% in the year since 2007. Back in June, numerous prominent voices in the scientific community expressed fears of mass melting of the polar ice caps. And they show the ignorant public ice flows, and they think that's it breaking up. It always does it every summer. Including David Barber, the University of Manitoba, who told National Geographic magazine, we're actually projecting this year that the North Pole may be free of ice for the first time in history. Then it goes on with the satellite photos and all the documents that it's actually gotten 30% bigger, growing at record rates. See, people don't know that it rains on top the glaciers and on top the Arctic and Antarctic, the north and south, and that they get bigger, and then the weight of the mountains, it pushes out and then sloughs off and breaks off. So it rains in the Arctic and the Antarctic, and it builds them up, you see. And then in the summer, it heats up, and the edges melt off and fall, and they go, look! It's breaking off. It's melting. Polar bears are drowning. Hey, look, it's on a little bitty ice. It's hunting beluga whale. It's hunting seals. These things swim hundreds of miles just hunting. All over the news, drowning polar bears. They treat you like you are complete and total morons. In closing, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that this broadcast has been made possible by eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com is the best horrible foods company out there, bar none. And their wonderful sponsors, call and get a free brochure or free audio CD about their fine products, or go ahead and start getting some high-quality freeze-dried or dehydrated food. 1-800-409-5633 for the free brochure. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. Giant banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, wonderful folks. Please don't forget eFoodsDirect. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. This is where I've gotten my storable food. And don't forget, a Cola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home pays for itself in 1 year. If you buy water from the store, plug it into a solar panel or into the wall, 7.5 gallons a day, absolutely revolutionary, wonderful system. We have it here in the office, 866-585-4044, 1-866-585-4044, or acolablue.com, acolablue.com. Big fat banner on Infowars.com on the main page. Do not forget acolablue.com, 866-585-4044. And do not forget that right now, that key first hour where I just jam-packed everything, starts right now. I start hot and heavy with it. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.